Celebration Adventist Reflections.
Now, to discuss character building ideas, here is your host, Dr. Danzy.
Hi family, welcome back to the Adventist Reflections Podcast. This is our second last episode of our family season's reflections. The key text is a favorite of mine and is found in the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, and says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light." This week's lesson is entitled, "What Have They Seen in Your House?" I think that we could finish this week's reflections right here and right now. When you think about it, the title of the lesson, when placed in the context of the key biblical texts, they give all of us what we need to know to consider about this week's reflections. Inspired Counsel invites us to reflect on our homes, and in doing so, in the compilation titled Conflict and Courage, page 249, the questions are asked: what have your friends and acquaintances seen in your house? Are you revealing the treasures of Christ, or are you displaying those things that will perish? Are you bringing anything new into their lives, a new thought that brings character, building ideas about Christ and his work? These reflective questions invite us to consider that in our homes, as followers of Christ, we are to seek to improve the moral tone of the world. This can only take place, without a doubt, when being guided under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And well, is there a better place to start such guidance than by following the Bible, which was inspired by this same Holy Spirit? We have unpacked this idea before, but it must be remarked again. In order for us to ensure that our homes are a moral influence to the world, we need to ensure that we are first, at an individual level, a moral influence to those surrounding us. So, there are three steps here in this process. In order for our homes, for our families to be influenced by Christ through us, we must spend time with Christ daily. Then, when we have Christ, the love of God will spread across your family home in your daily interactions. It is then and only then that the world will notice Christ and Christianity as an attractive option. The story of Hezekiah is a good example of the need we have to focus on Christ at all times. Our self-interest and self-invested desires many a times get the best out of us, and soon enough we lose sight of what really matters. In fact, we lose sight of whom really matters. Isaiah chapter 38 depicts Hezekiah pleading for his life to God, asking for some extra time. When you think about it, who wouldn't want that, particularly if you're having a reasonably good life? Well, God granted Hezekiah that extra time, and many years were added to his life. However, it was during that time that he lost sight of what really mattered. Hezekiah forgot from whom he was blessed. Hezekiah forgot whom he once pledged allegiance to. Hezekiah, in his self-absorbed life, forgot to praise him who called him out of darkness into his marvelous light. Have you been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light? Have you accepted Christ as your personal Savior? If not, I invite you to try it out. Why don't you send me a direct message via Facebook or Instagram? We are at the pages in Adventist Reflections, and ask me more about it. However, if you have indeed accepted the badge of Christianity already, Have you considered your personal experience as an opportunity to show that badge? Whatever you have, whatever you have achieved, whether this is little or much, have you given Christ its rightful place in your daily interactions? It is here that the exhortation given to God's people who were preparing to enter into the Promised Land makes sense for you and I, who are preparing to enter into the Promised Land, the New Jerusalem. We read these words in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 5 to 9, which says, "The Lord your God is to be loved with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Keep these words which I say to you this day deep in your heart. Teach them to your children with all care. Talk about them when you are at rest in your house or walking by the way, when you go to sleep and when you get up. Let them be fixed as a sign on your hand and marked on your brow. Have them lettered on the pillars of your houses and over the doors of your towns." These words reflect that kind of commitment that we were referring earlier today in today's reflections. It proposes that in all our doings, we are to be reflective of God's character. As individuals, with our children, in our homes, with our families, wherever we are, in whatever we do. If I were to cherry pick a verse in the Bible, the one coming to mind is that one found in 1 Corinthians 10:31, which encourages you and I to ensure that in everything that we do, we are to give the glory to God. When we take this mindset, everything that we do for God becomes an intentional yet a natural reflex. I would like to make a parenthesis here, one that I think is important. We must not confuse doing everything to God's glory and its intentionality of being signposted to the world outside of Christianity as a means to drown people with our beliefs and our conditions. I love the example observed in the life of Naomi as read in the book of Ruth. Naomi, who called his daughters-in-law, who lost their husbands, the same as Naomi did, and who, instead of being self-serving and self-centered, blesses her daughters-in-law, leaving them free to return to their own homes. However, in doing so, Ruth chapter 1 verses 8 and 9 says that she blesses them and wishes them for the Lord to bless them, for the Lord to be kind to them, for the Lord to help them and grant them rest from their grief and loss. What a beautiful wish for her in-laws, isn't it? Whilst these two young ladies would not have been unfamiliar with some of the beliefs that Naomi had, since after all they married Naomi's sons, the young ladies were nevertheless non-believers. We could say that these two ladies were not Seventh-day Adventists at all. In Naomi's words, there was no Bible studying, there was no doctrinal clarification, there was not even an invitation to come to church, but there was an intentional blessing bringing up him in whom she believed. If Naomi lived in our day and age, I could see clearly that for her, the words found in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, which are contemporarily reflected in that hymn titled "I Know Whom I Have Believed," would be real. Naomi would say that despite losing her husband and her two sons to death, she does know whom she have believed, and she has persuaded that he is able to keep that which she had committed unto him against that day. It is because of what Naomi had committed to God. In fact, it is because she was committed to God that in all her conversations, there was always a reflection of his character, and his blessings in her life were ever flowing in her manner of speech. Yes, she was not afraid to mention him in whom she believed. This is the same method utilized by Jesus Christ. The first thing that Christ did was to be whom he is. That is, he is love. And thus, in everything he did, he loved those around him. We also reflected on this idea in previous episodes. The idea that to have love, that is, to have Christ, we need to ensure that we are reflecting that love by loving others. That is, we must express our love in actions. In doing so, Christ himself always pointed out that all that he did was for and under the guidance of his Father. How about you? Do you live with intentionality that flows in a natural way from your daily meetings with Christ in your personal devotions? That is, do you bring him in whom you believe in all your interactions? Why wait tomorrow when you can start today? Yes, today, you can be the change factor in your family. Today you can bring God to your family in all that you do so that your home be a heaven on earth, an outpost for Christ, a center of influence to everyone who encounters you all individually and also as a family unit. Lastly, I would like to reflect on the idea that being an outpost for Christ is important, and that in doing so, this post must be an attraction to those around us. I would like us to talk about this at a practical level. Think about it. Have you ever visited an Adventist family which is, quote, committed to God, and so much so that they confuse this commitment with plain boring? A Christian home must be a center where Christ binds all interactions. But this does not imply that the place ought to be a boring place where laughter is prohibited, where playing is condemned, and where having fun in general is not really what is portrayed. I could really reflect on this aspect extensively, but that would imply another long episode, and I value your time so much that I will not hold you here any longer. Perhaps we could do an Adventist reflection episode on this subject later on as well. The bottom line here comes in the shape of a self-reflective question. A couple of ideas, and here it is. When people come to visit you, do they leave your home empowered, encouraged, motivated, and with their burdens lighter, but at the same time, did they have a good time? Did they smile even though they might have cried earlier? They enjoyed even though they were sad before? And do they have a desire to come back because they saw something different? Because unbeknown to them, they saw Christ as the most attractive alternative because of whom you have with you, which is Christ? As we conclude today's reflections, I will do so where we first started, with the title of the lesson. But in doing so, I would like to modify it. When you think about it, these reflections are for the Christian home, and so the question is, have they seen Christ in your home because you bring Christ with you? It is my desire to have my home to be such a center of influence for those who step in it. Today, I choose to do my part as a husband, as a father, and overall as a family member to do what I can for the people that come to visit our home to see Christ in me and in our home. Today, indeed, I choose to love God in action. What about you? This is Dr. Danzy, and you listened to the Adventist Reflections Podcast. Your podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, like it, share it, hashtag it, comment, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Tumblr as Adventist Reflections. God bless you.